Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right. I want to have this conversation. Maybe it will upset some of you. Maybe it won't. Maybe you think I'm crazy. Maybe you think I'm accurate. Whatever it is. Someone sent in a question on the text line that asked, which has a better chance of hosting a Super Bowl? Is it a renovated Arrowhead in Missouri or a new stadium in Kansas? The answer is the new stadium in Kansas. So if you missed it earlier today, Nate Taylor was on the show. And he said that if the Chiefs put a dome on their stadium, they will host a Super Bowl.
Clark Hunt wants a dome. Like, there's no...
Does he think he can convince the NFL to give him a Super Bowl?
Yes. Guys, they build a dome, they get in the Super Bowl. Period.
I don't really think that's in dispute. And I'm not saying that Nate's not hearing that from sources. I mean, they gave Detroit the Super Bowl. They gave Minnesota the Super Bowl. They have domes. You don't get a Super Bowl in Detroit in late January, early February if you don't have a dome, or Minnesota. They built a new stadium. The stadium has a dome on it. Sure. Now, they ain't going back to Minnesota. They're not going back to Detroit for the Super Bowl. But if you build a dome, they'll give you the one-off Super Bowl for sure. We are all partners here. You guys are part of what we're doing. We'll make it work for one time. So yeah, I do 100% believe that if the Chiefs build a brand new stadium in Kansas that is like Allegiant, that has a dome over it, they will get the Super Bowl. Here's Nate Taylor talking about the timeline.
Their lease ends in January of 2031. They need to be somewhere, or they need to figure out something by the 2031 season. So yes, 32, 33, somewhere in there.
All right, so let's talk about this. And I want you guys' opinion on this. I believe that the Chiefs are at an intersection. I believe they are at the intersection on, do they want to be the Packers? The Packers have the oldest stadium in the NFL, and it's by a long shot. The Chiefs have the second oldest stadium. Every other team that we talk about in the NFL has recently, for the most part, tore down their stadium and built a new one, or are in the process of doing it. The Bears are in the process of getting a new stadium. The Bills are in the process of getting a new stadium. The Browns. So, all of these teams that we talk about, you might not think about it, but they have recently built a stadium, and they have recently built a stadium with public money. But that's not the purpose of this topic. I've been kind of surprised reading the text line how I would say indifferent some of you feel about this topic. Now, some of it I think is just fatigue. We've been talking about it for so long. At this point, do what you're going to do. I don't care. I'm going to go to the games either way, or I don't really go to a lot of the games. I watch them on television. So you guys make a decision, and I'm perfectly fine with that. You want to know what I think the problem here is? The experience at Allen Fieldhouse is inside the building. That's not the case with the Chiefs. The Chiefs' experience is outside the building. My observation is the reason why some of you feel so about Arrowhead is that's not what the appeal is for Arrowhead. The appeal for Arrowhead is the picnic before the game. Now, sure, the games are great, but I mean, they're going to be playing football wherever. The appeal is the space, the camaraderie, the community that has been built up before the game with you going out there. And the Chiefs, I think, know this, cater to people that feel this way about it. And trust me, no matter where the stadium is, they will not lose that part because that's part of their culture and their identity. So I think, Rob, in a lot of these ways is, I don't think it really matters where the stadium is. Like, as funny as that sounds, if the Chiefs are going to keep the stadium, great. If they're going to get rid of the stadium, okay, whatever. I think people, their draw to Arrowhead is not once you walk inside the building. The draw to Arrowhead is everything that happens before the game to get you ready for what you're about to go in there and do. It's a badge of honor to get to Arrowhead 12 hours before the game and eat and drink. Some of you plan your entire year about those 16, I guess not 16, that's a full schedule, but those 10 times that you're going to have to go out with your family and friends and go watch the games. I think that's the culture that is much more important of preserving to most fans. I don't know if most fans really care or not about preserving the structure that they are in, and that just makes it inherently different than some of those other places. There's no plan for them to tear down Wrigley Field. It would be blasphemous to even suggest getting rid of Wrigley Field. Rob, they've been playing basketball in that venue at KU for, what, 70 years now? There's no plan on them moving anywhere. You don't have any interest in them having a brand new shiny stadium, no matter what comes attached with you having a brand new stadium. No, this is where we play. If you're more concerned now with the Super Bowl and the Final Four and those kind of things, then in my mind, you were admitting kind of how I felt the entire time. The Arrowhead experience is not inside the stadium. The Arrowhead experience is outside the stadium. It is around the stadium. And they can recreate that anywhere in the area. They can recreate that in Lee Summit. They can recreate that in Wyandotte County, Johnson County. As long as they give you enough space to bring out your grill and your little party bus, you can recreate the tailgate anywhere. That's the part that I think people really care about and want to preserve. I'm starting to feel more and more people don't care about preserving the actual physical structure of what we're talking about with Arrowhead.
So I kind of agree with you. But I do think there's part of the actual culture in the stadium they want to preserve. And it's that Guinness World Record loudest outdoor stadium thing. Now, I say that and it sounds very flippant and like I'm discounting it. But I do think, and we had Matt Evans on the show, and he said that he talked to the Chiefs lobbyist in Jeff City, and he mentioned it. I think there is a badge of honor from both the fans and the team that they are the loudest stadium in the NFL. So I think it's the tailgating and the loudness. The question then will come, and this is the question Clark Hunt is going to have to answer one day, is can you A, recreate that in a new stadium, plus get all the big events, you know, get the Final Four, get the Super Bowl, get all the things at a stadium in Kansas, or do you think those two things are so ingrained in the culture of Kansas City that you are willing to forego all the things and make that Arrowhead a mecca and that you would plaster everywhere? Was it 142.2 decibels? I think the loudness and the tailgating are the two things that are ingrained in the culture of Chiefs fans. But you're right. The play on the field, it's just the loudness and the tailgating.
Yeah, but I think that you can build a stadium I've been to Seattle Stadium. Seattle Stadium, at least they believe. I've only been to one game, and I've been to dozens of Arrowhead games. Like, you can create a structure in a way that preserves the noise of what Arrowhead is. I mean, the people going to the game we think are going to be the same. You're still going to get up on third down and yell. You're still going to bang your chair in the new stadium for it. So, like, that part to me, I'm with you. It is the atmosphere. But part of the atmosphere that is created inside Arrowhead is how excited you guys get when the game is at 3:25. How excited you guys get when the game is at 7 o'clock because that means you get there earlier to do the actual partying things. You spend more time in the parking lot than you do inside the building for a Sunday night football game, some of you do. That's not the case in most NFL stadiums. It is, though. That's the very unique part of it. So to me, that's what I'm saying is we are now at the crossroads of what do you think the building is? In Fenway, there is no plan to build the Red Sox a new stadium in the suburbs. No, this is our stadium. We don't want to go anywhere. We got the Green Monster. People come from around the world just to see where we play baseball at. Cameron Indoor, Allen Fieldhouse. That is what we are talking about Arrowhead being if they preserve it. It is the second oldest football stadium in the world. Like it is the second oldest football stadium if they do it. Or if they tear it down, I mean, they'll just build the new IT Stadium. And there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, the stadium they build will be beautiful.
And I think fans, as much as fans of the text line are saying, oh, I won't like the new stadium, do Yankees fans not go to New Yankee Stadium? Do Yankees fans feel a way about New Yankee? Last time I checked, Yankee Stadium is still full of Yankee fans, and it ain't the same one Yogi Berra played in. It's not. It's not the same one Derek Jeter did play in that one, but it's not the same one that he had all those big moments in. It's not the same one Babe Ruth played in. Yankees fans got over it. So Matt Evans said, it's the $3 billion question. Do you want to make it a historic venue, or are you accepting your fans will get over it because fans are fans and you can do more things in a new place? That is the one question Clark will have to answer in the next 24 days.
Text line 913-586-7965. CDOT, for someone who has been to Lambeau and Arrowhead, the difference is you can feel the history in Green Bay. Arrowhead doesn't have that. It's just a stadium. There's nothing to preserve. I've also been to Lambeau, too. I mean, there's also another major difference of Lambeau and Arrowhead. Like, Lambeau is very much like Wrigley, where it is, I mean, directly in the middle of a neighborhood. People live in houses. I know people live across the street from Arrowhead. I mean, like, literally, like, you can throw a football from somebody's house and you could hit Lambeau. Like, it is in the middle of a stadium, kind of like how Wrigley Field is, right in the middle of a stadium. I would also say part of the reason you feel that way about Lambeau is its age. Its age. Its age contributes to it. You feel the history when you walk inside Allen Fieldhouse because you've been to so many modern basketball venues and you know that's not how this place was built. You know that. And I think feeling the history of it will certainly grow and grow and grow as it gets older. And also, as more historic things continue to happen in the building. The Chiefs didn't really have a lot of historic things happen for 30 years in the building. Sure, they had some cool moments and some cool games. I mean, they didn't win many important games in that building for a very, very long time. They are now starting to do those things. They're now starting to win AFC championship games. They are now starting to have maybe the greatest living football player in the building. So as you start to do that, you will start to feel more and more of the history. Lambeau beats you over the head with it wherever you go. Oh, trust me, the Chiefs will start to do that too as time progresses. That is in the middle of it. But when Patrick Mahomes is done and they've won 6 Super Bowls, it will be plastered all over the stadium. We are the winningest franchise in the history of the National Football League. They'll start to tell the story more of the history as the building gets older and as Mahomes and this run continue. So that's where I think the difference is. You guys can certainly tell me if I'm wrong. 913-586-7965. I don't want to make it seem like you guys don't love Arrowhead. You obviously love Arrowhead. I think one of the reasons is just that's the only football stadium we've ever had. But again, to go back to the main point is there are some buildings they would never entertain this conversation. Kansas City seems very split on the conversation. You either want Allegiant, you want SoFi, you want what the Falcons have, so you can host all of the other cool things. You can host WrestleMania, you can host the Final Four. They're not hosting the Final Four inside a renovated Arrowhead. They're not hosting WrestleMania. And at KU, for example, that's fine. We just play basketball here. We don't need concerts here. We play basketball here. That's all we do. If you're interested in it becoming a multi-use place, it just goes to kind of how I feel. The Arrowhead experience is just before the game. It is, the game is at 3:25. We got here at 6 o'clock. We're going to eat. We're going to drink. We're going to barbecue. And we're just going to go to the game afterwards. Or it is the Chiefs play on Monday Night Football. I've taken off work. We're going to have a 12-hour party before we go to this. They can keep that at the Legends. Like, you don't have to have the structure to do that. You can keep having those amazing parties on the outside. We'll keep talking about this. And also, John Ketz is going to call in from Fox 4. We'll get his thoughts on the Missouri special session. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
Hey, it's Lucas Hersig from the Kansas City Royals. You're listening to The Drive with CDOT on 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
This.
Welcome back into The Drive on 96.5 The Fan, 96.5thefan.com, and also the Odyssey app. We are very happy right now to be joined by Jonathan Ketz. He does fantastic work with Fox 4. It is time to talk about the Missouri special session. John, we were talking about this before we hopped on the air. John, it is amazing that we call going to work a special session. This is just what everybody does.
Well, I mean, here's the thing. Depending on who you ask, some people will say that this special session, you know, where the priority was likely stadium funding for the Chiefs and the Royals, some people would say that shouldn't be work and that should be completely privately funded and not public tax dollars going to it. But as we saw, there was a lot of money given to the Chiefs and the Royals if they want to stay in the Show Me State.
I certainly understand that sentiment from people, right? Like, nobody likes to pay for other people's things. But I also think people that have that opinion, it's just that's not the way America works. Now, maybe we want to push back on that thinking and that belief, and you're certainly entitled to do this, but there are plenty other cities, counties around the United States that are helping pay for their professional sports teams because we all know the penalty if you choose not to help pay. There is another city that is happy to then fit that bill.
I think you're right. The only thing that I will add is that Curtis Gregory, who is a Mizzou Tiger, who is the state senator who carried this bill, did say on the Senate committee floor, if you will, not the full Senate, but in Senate committee on Tuesday, he said the Royals have gotten offers from Salt Lake City and Nashville. Now, I don't know if I believe him. I'll be honest with you. Was that just a leveraging tactic? Yeah, probably. But you know what? He was successful. Now, he was just added onto that committee a day prior, and we all know why. The reason is he needed to, quote-unquote, I'm not trying to be funny, but he needed to get this across the finish line or get this thing passed through committee so the full Senate could then take it up later. The full Senate ends up taking it up early, early Thursday morning, and they got this Senate bill passed, and now there is a better chance that the Chiefs and the Royals are going to stay in the Show Me State.
So you mentioned it a little bit. What got this deal done? Because they had to go to this special session to accomplish this. So there was something that went wrong a couple of weeks ago that they were able to get over for this one. What do you think that was?
The something that was wrong, I think, earlier this month was that there wasn't enough storm relief funding going to the people in the eastern side of the state that have gotten hit hard with tornadoes in the last month. So, therefore, in this special session, Governor Kehoe and Republicans on his side in the state Senate jacked up the funding for the tornado victims. It went from like $25 million to $100 million. So that was the first thing. That made the Republican state senators and especially the Democratic state senators on the east side of the state more willing to support the stadium funding on the west side of the state. A, if you're going to give me more funding for disaster relief funding on the east side of the state, we're more likely to give you stadium funding on the west side of the state. And then the other thing that some state senators got was property tax relief. Okay, you know, even though you don't cover news as much as I do, property tax relief has been a huge problem in Jackson County, and it's been a problem in other counties here in the western part of Missouri. Therefore, if there were going to be Republican state senators, for instance, outside of Jackson County who are more conservative, that were going to support this stadium funding bill, especially the hard right conservatives, they were going to need to have property tax relief to support this stadium funding.
Right now, we're talking to Jonathan Ketz, learning what this special session means for the Kansas City Chiefs and the Kansas City Royals. All right, let's start with the Royals. What do you think this means for them? How much more likely is now that you believe that the stadium will be in downtown Kansas City as opposed to the site that was proposed a couple of weeks ago on 119th and all?
I think it's more likely the ballpark is going to go to Washington Square Park, but I'm not counting out 119th and Knoll. And I say that because I think it would be much harder for the Royals to win a vote of the people. I mean, you and I talked about this, last week? So that's why I think Overland Park is still in play. But for the Chiefs, if they can win a vote of the people, plus they've got this Missouri funding, I think the Chiefs are much more likely to stay in Missouri because they could do both, whereas the Royals, the question is, can they get enough public funding in Kansas City, Missouri without a vote of the people?
How much of the story last week do you think was a bluff? Because the timing of it just felt very, very coincidental, right? Like, all of it where you know Missouri has this special session. They had bought this land on May 8th, and yet we find out 3-4 days before this special session that, oh, yeah, we purchased this land over in Kansas, and this is maybe where we could put the stadium. How much of last week's news do you think was very coordinated to try to get this thing done?
I think it was quite coordinated. The credit goes out, though, to Thomas Freestad of the Business Journal, who was the first one to report on it. If he didn't, I mean, honestly, I don't know if anybody else would have known about it, and you wouldn't have been asking me about this. But I do think it was a leverage play, and I think that site, I think that site is would have been 100% critical and huge. If the Missouri legislature didn't do what they did yesterday, now the House is going to go back next week. I think they will pass the stadium bill, and I think the chances of the Royals even staying in Missouri are still large, but had the special session and the state Senate not done what they did early yesterday morning, I think the chances of the Royals moving to Overland Park probably would have been a lot greater.
You mentioned it a little bit, and I do want to get to the Chiefs portion of this because that, to me, has been the team that feels much more up in the air about what they're going to do. So we now know where some of the money is going to come from for the Royals. You mentioned the fact that you're not sure if the Royals can win a public vote if they put this on there. Where would the rest of the money come from? I imagine the Royals are going to put up some of the money. I imagine that Jackson County and Kansas City, Missouri, are going to also have to come up with some of the rest. Where is the other money going to come from in order to fund this stadium?
It's private. It's private, number one. If the Royals choose Washington Square Park, it would be the city of Kansas City, Missouri. The question becomes, you and I talked about this last time as well, if the Royals choose Washington Square Park, starting in the MLB season of 2031, the sales tax for them, which is a county sales tax, no longer goes to them. Therefore, if the Royals want county sales tax dollars, that's going to require a vote of Jackson County residents. So that's the thing. Would they want county sales tax dollars? Yes, but that's going to require a vote of the people. So I don't know if they're going to go back to the voters of Jackson County or not, or if they're going to be going to the voters of Kansas City, Missouri or not, or if they can do all of this, if they can get enough public funding from the city of Kansas City, Missouri, without going to a vote of the people, just having votes of their parks board and their city council.
So let's move now to the Chiefs, because the Chiefs have, I mean, this is a very interesting dilemma. Kansas will buy them a brand new, Allegiant Stadium, SoFi Stadium, the Falcon Stadium. It'll be one of the nicest stadiums in the National Football League. Or the Chiefs can renovate one of the more iconic stadiums in the National Football League. They were asked point blank, are you guys willing to commit to Missouri? They didn't answer the question and said, no, they're not willing to commit. Let's look at this from the Chiefs' perspective. What is this vote? What is this bill being passed? What does it mean for them?
I think because of the fact that the private investment for a new stadium is so much, whether the Hunt family wants to spend that money is another question, that large an amount. And number three, because this package just passed out of the state Senate, a renovation to me seems more likely for the Chiefs at Arrowhead. I don't know if that answers your question, but that's my thought, C-Dot.
No, that definitely answers the question, because there was a report from Nate Taylor that the Chiefs want a dome, and a dome would certainly open them up to do a lot of things. You can host WrestleMania. You can host the Final Four. You can host just different events when you have that structure. Yeah, you could host those things that weather won't be a factor because it's going to be indoors. I certainly can see how that appeal would be very enticing to move over to Kansas, because, you know, you could have a straight dome stadium the way that Allegiant Stadium is, or you could have a retractable roof the way that the Houston Texans have.
So, again, though, I think this my question still remains, and we don't know the answer to this. Does the Hunt say, okay, a star bond allegedly could pay for up to 70% of the cost of a new stadium if the private investment is there? If these bonds are not backed by the state of Kansas, which they are not, I don't know if the private investment can truly give you 70%. Plus, something else that we're not talking about is the Kansas Department of Commerce does not have to commit to 70%. They could commit to 60%. So if that's the case, and they are only willing to give 60 or 55% of the investment to the Kansas City Chiefs, then that's why I think the Chiefs guys really have to think about the state of Missouri and Jackson County offer, because if the state is willing to invest up to 50% on the Missouri side, and that's not even including the local contribution, then the Missouri side offer is really competitive with that Kansas one.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you, which deal do you think is better? Do you think it's the Missouri deal or the Kansas deal?
That's like the million, that's like the $3 billion question. I don't know the answer. That's a really good question, but I think the Missouri side offer is more competitive than what we have been led to believe right after the Kansas special session, say in late June of 2024.
John, are we near the end of this thing? Because, I mean, we are now 24 days away from the star bonds expiring in Kansas, and at least Kansas has maintained that they are not going to extend the deadline, which, to me, I don't know if you're putting the NFL team and the Major League Baseball team on the clock when you're the one trying to woo them over there, but that's another topic for another day. Do you think we are at the end of this thing where do you think in the next 3 to 4 weeks we're going to know where the Chiefs and the Royals are going to be?
I do. If the Royals want a new ballpark by the 2031 Major League Baseball season, they're going to have to act. And, yes, they can do 2 5-year extensions out at the Truman Sports Complex. I think that's a bad PR move if they all of a sudden say, oh, well, we're going to extend for 5 years out at the K, because we can't decide on a site. There's a part of me that believes the Chiefs are willing to do a renovation. I think the Royals are more up in the air as to where they want to be than the Chiefs. That's my inclination.
If you had to guess, are you expecting the Chiefs to have some sort of vote in November where the people of Jackson County are going to decide if they want to help pay for the renovation or not?
I think you are leading your listeners down a correct path.
That is Jonathan Katz joining us on the show today with Fox 4. John, you know what the beautiful thing about this is? Any question that I forgot now, I know you're going to be on the show again at some point, and I'll remember to ask you that question.
I'm working for you.
All right. Let's go inside the mind of a Rob Brenton. Rob, you worried?
I only ask because you kind of been popping wheelies for the state of Kansas for the last like six. You've been talking bad on Missouri. Now, I completely understand why you've been talking bad on Missouri for the last 6 months. But you know what they say? Deadlines make deals. And the deadline, we believe, is coming up 24 days and the Kansas money expires. And if you didn't have something on the board, there really wasn't going to be much for you to go back and forth with. You've already made your decision. We have to go to the other side because that's where the money is. Now starts the dilemma. Now starts the arguing. We know what kind of ammunition the Missouri side has. The state is going to pay for this. The Chiefs can get their ducks in a row, can get something on the ballot. I believe a vote would pass for a renovation of Arrowhead. I believe it would pass. I'm with him. I don't think the Royals can get something passed right now. I really don't think that they can. I think some of it is that the public loves the Chiefs more than they love the Royals, where I think and this is definitely starting to turn, like America is shifting. We don't want to pay for billionaire stadiums, which I would just argue everybody is paying for billionaire stadiums, but somehow Kansas City wants to be different. But again, that's neither here nor there. You know how the rules are usually different to people that you like, right? Like, there's a joke that, Rob, you could make to me, but if somebody else comes in and couldn't, like, yeah, you guys will say that billionaire stuff. You'll say that to John Sherman. You ain't saying that to Clark Hunt. If Clark Hunt asks you to help pay for this renovation, you paying for it. You're paying for it. At this point, I don't know how you can be opposed to it. He charging you $400 to go to the game. He charging you $80 to park. I mean, what's an extra $30 a year to give to him? You already give him a lot of money. So I agree with that. I think the Chiefs could put this on the ballot, and I believe it would pass. I don't think the Royals can do that. I think the Royals, the only way the Royals stay in Missouri is if they can get the funding and it doesn't have to go to a public vote. That is the only way at this point I think it goes downtown.
So here's the thing. And to answer your question, I remain confident that one of the teams is going to come across state line. I actually still think it's going to be the Chiefs because I agree with you. I don't think the Royals want another vote. I don't think they would win a vote. But you know what the Royals can do? They can get a stadium in Washington Park without a vote.
Yeah.
Because that is, I don't know all the nitty-gritty of it, but the long story short is that's Parks and Rec land. The city has the money right there in their Parks and Rec budget to build the stadium for the Royals. You combine that with the Missouri special session results, and I think the Royals can get the stadium they want in the location they've always wanted without a vote. Check, check, and check. I still think the Chiefs are coming over because if Clark Hunt, based on Nate Taylor's reporting, is saying, I want a dome, and the word on the street is, if you get a dome stadium, you get a Super Bowl. That feels like a big thing that can woo the owner of the Chiefs to make this mega decision. Now, again, tradition is a big pull of the heartstrings, but Nate Taylor, last week, we broke the news. He had a story. They won a dome. Today on Cody and Gold, he's talking about how a dome would result in a Super Bowl. Like, I feel like those things are coming out right now, not because Clark Hunt is trying to, you know, throw water on the Kansas side. It feels like he's pushing toward a Kansas move.
I want you to think about this, and we'll answer it on the other side. If only one side has, like, at no point in the last year have we discussed the Chiefs getting a new stadium in Missouri. If this is solely a, I want a dome, why have they not just agreed to the Kansas deal? That is the only one that gives them what you're talking about. We are not talking about them putting a dome on a stadium from that was built in 1972. That doesn't seem very realistic to have that conversation. The only option, if you were saying is, you know how, let's say you were looking for a new place to live, right? And you were going through what matters to you. Does schools matter to you? How close it is to your job? If you were making a checklist of what you want in your new house, well, if dome is number one, then why haven't you disagreed then? One side, I don't care what financial package Missouri comes up with. It does not include you getting the Final Four. It does not include you getting the WrestleMania. It does not include you getting, if that was the case, you would have already had those things and the thing's been open since 1972. So I would like that answer. If that's the number one thing on their list, why have they not just agreed to the Kansas deal and we just all could have moved on with our life? We'll talk about that next. Keep right here, it's The Drive.
You're listening to The Drive with Carrington Harrison.
For the first time in a long time, I'm willing to dream that this can be a special season for the Missouri Tigers.
Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this. 96.5 The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast.
With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
All right, Rob, before we took a break, I asked you this question. I think we all do this in anything. If you are planning on buying a new car, you write down the things that are most important to you. Is it a convertible? Is it gas mileage? Is it, do you want an SUV? We all make these decisions whenever we are planning on making a purchase. What do you value the most? What's important to you? If Dome is the number one thing that the Chiefs want, there's only one of the two states that are offering this up. Why has it been an entire year and they just haven't taken a, hey, we want a brand new Dome Stadium? The text line is saying it's like Shark Tank. You got to take both deals. This is my question. Now, this is my Missouri antennas that are perking up. We didn't start believing this about the Chiefs until 2 weeks ago. We have not been talking about the Chiefs' number one priority is a dome until, shockingly enough, the deadline is about to expire in Kansas and the Missouri has a special session. And then, and I love Nate Taylor, all of a sudden in the New York Times, it's, oh, Clark really wants a dome. Wait, what? Just last year, you put together a renovation package to stay at Arrowhead. Last year, when was a dome your number one priority all of a sudden? Now you can't live without the Final Four? So my antennas are just up a little bit for this. The whole timing of us now having the conversation about what the Chiefs want to do, it just kind of like out of nowhere, the Royals just bought this space on 119th and Knoll. And they had bought it for 3 weeks. We had never known about it. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, wait, by the way, we did this. The Friday before Missouri's supposed to vote on this thing. I'm sorry. Part of me just not buying it. Because I can find you quotes where Clark said literally the exact opposite about outdoor football. The exact opposite. Well, you know, we think that outdoor football is really important. We think that gives us an advantage. Well, last time I checked, the dome ain't outdoors. So you're just going to give the advantage up now? You're just going to give the advantage up. There have only been three teams that have won the Dome Super, three Dome teams that have won in the last 50 years of the Super Bowl.
I do have the same thought. Oh, the antennas are up. To answer your question about why they haven't just pulled the trigger on the Kansas offer yet, is I think the answer is A, the Shark Tank thing, and I do think there's a PR element at play here. I think the Chiefs have to understand what me, you, and the text line and fans understand. There is an emotional connection with Arrowhead and the fan base. Now, to what level we talked about earlier, we can disagree, but there is a level of emotional connection between Arrowhead and the fan base. And I think Clark Hunt and Chiefs, and if they are to move to Kansas and the powers that be, need to do this running a thread through a needle. It is a very precise PR move. And to do that, you have to start having articles come out that say things like, the Chiefs want a dome. You have to start gaining word of mouth that, hey, a Super Bowl could come to town. You're probably going to see renderings in the next 2 weeks. I don't know who's going to drop the renderings, but renderings are coming. That day is not the in the not-so-distant future about a Chiefs village and a Chiefs stadium and a Chiefs practice facility that looks just unbelievable. Renderings are coming. I think the Chiefs are beginning, based on Nate Taylor's story, a PR battle that sways the fan base to go from, man, we love Arrowhead, to start to shift to think, man, we'd love a Super Bowl. We'd love a Final Four. We'd love more Taylor Swift concerts. We'd love a Formula One event, whatever the thing. I think Dome and Super Bowl stuff getting out there now is the beginning of a marketing blitz that is designed to get fans who love Arrowhead to come around to the conclusion, oh, I love a lot of the new bells and whistles. And when they, by the time the 30th comes, that PR campaign will come to a crescendo with them picking Kansas. That's why I think they haven't, that's my theory, my opinion on why I think they've waited so long. I think they are beginning a PR move, and the timing just works out perfectly that we are 2.5 weeks away, and I bet stories are not done coming out about the future of a new Arrowhead.
Text line 913-586-7965. CDOT, Clark and the Chiefs have gushed about Vegas and LA every game they've played there. That's not new. I also think it's important to know they've also played two Super Bowls in those buildings. So, yeah, I mean, I'm going to have a very positive experience, too, if we've gone to the Super Bowl in these places. And those are the two newest stadiums in the league. What is there not to like about those two stadiums? Again, if you were telling me that the Chiefs just simply want a brand new stadium, then there's really not much to discuss. There's only one option that gives them a brand new stadium. It's in Kansas. If they come out and just say, hey, you know what, man, I love Allegiant. I think Allegiant is beautiful, and I have a vision of building a stadium for my own. This was my dad's stadium. I want my own stadium, and we now have that opportunity. That would make sense to me. But it also, again, like we can find at various steps of these, for every we want a dome, we love Allegiant, I can find you a quote that directly contradicts that, and he tells you how Arrowhead is so special, how it's the next Lambeau Field, how outdoor football is really important, and we don't want to go anywhere. We want to stay here for the next 30 years. He's been playing this game right in front of us for 5 years. Like, this, it's obvious what's happening. What the Chiefs are doing is they can't play St. Louis against us. They're not playing Salt Lake City against us. They're basically playing, they're playing Kansas City, Missouri, and Kansas City, Kansas against one another. Well, I mean, over here, I mean, like, yeah, they've been doing that right in front of us for a year. Now, right before the vote, I mean, we really want a dome. Okay, all right. Well, good luck. I'm not surprised, but the Missouri Senator, Curtis Gregory, said that Salt Lake City and Nashville called the Royals and made an offer after the vote failed. Salt Lake City? I mean, if there's a city, that's not a city I want to lose a team to. I'm going to be real with you. I don't want to lose. You don't want to lose no team to Salt Lake City.
You'd accept a Nashville loss. But
yeah,
but Salt Lake City?
You've really failed if your team's about to move to Salt Lake City.
I don't know, man. That Hulu show, Moms of TikTok or Mormon Wives of TikTok, is pretty popular.
I'm serious. You've honestly lost if Salt Lake City can come take your gal away from you. You've done something really, really poorly. I would have laughed at Salt Lake City if I was John Sherman. I'd have laughed at him. Nashville, like, oh, okay, all right. Hey, you know what? Why don't you guys send me something over and let me look at it? I'm not taking that Salt Lake City call. Rob, do you know somebody who's ever gone to Salt Lake City on a vacation?
I have a family member there, so that doesn't count. Like, they went to go see family.
I mean, like, when you look at the United States map and there's, like, ticket deals, you know how on Southwest they always give you those $59 flights that are only for Tuesday at 1 p.m.? You can't go anywhere else. It's a Tuesday 1 p.m. and you got to stay there for 2 weeks. Have you ever just been like, man, you know what? I want to go to Salt Lake City. No one's ever said that.
I have never said that. I think avid skiers say that. And you know what? We aren't skiers.
Yeah, but I feel like if you're an avid skier, like I'm flying over Vail and I'm flying over Colorado to go to Utah.
Price? It's cheaper to stay in Salt Lake than Vail?
Yeah, because it's whack. That's why. Because don't nobody want to go there.
I'm just answering the questions. You laid it out.
Because don't nobody want to go there. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll get you ready for the Royals series against the White Sox. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.